Star-Lord here with you for Guardians of the Geekery. Very excited. We have Callist Cosplay on this episode. She is a fantastic representative for Aspicon. Listen to the episode. We're excited to come back. This is the third year. I believe this is the second year we've attended Aspicon, but we'll be attending Aspicon, rather, on April 6th. But please check it out, the event, and it's just such a great thing. So listen and learn what it's all about.
In the podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ, there are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
We're ready. Hello. We're back again.
Woo. Oh my gosh, we're actually recording.
We're recording live.
Where am I? Who are you people?
Happy Hufflepuff Day.
Thank you.
Yay, Hufflepuff Pride Day.
I have my yellow microphone.
I noticed. Take it back. You're like, this is mine.
My Hufflepuff mic.
and who's on Slytherin? No, we don't have a Slytherin. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Starnslord is on the Slytherin mic. Yes. There's nobody's on Gryffindor because it's also the
Star Trek red shirt syndrome.
It tends not to work.
Never hop on the red mic when you're on a away mission. It's a bad idea. So if you're a guest, don't use the red mic.
I mean, like, that's the name of a book, right? Never hop on the red mic. Like, if ever there was one, there it is.
That's the one.
So that lovely voice you hear, you may think it's a maiden from the Ren Fair, but in fact, it's Callist Cosplay.
Oh, hey. Hi, guys. Welcome.
She is back again.
Yeah.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Don't say please.
Call us back. Tell a friend.
I was going to say, and now my brain is trying to fill in the whole rest of the song.
Yeah, and she's back.
Which I remember way more than I should have.
I'm sorry. I'm on a boy band kick because of the new Kids on the Block release.
Oh, okay.
The boys in the band. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video yet.
They do like a retrospective of all the boys in the band, starting with the ones like the Jackson 5.
So,
like,
oh, cool. Yes, okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Totally that's cool. Awesome. The music. I bought the track, and then we'll get to you. To our guest and why she's here, but I bought the track on iTunes and it's enjoyable.
Yeah,
watching the video is 10 times more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the music stands well, but not as good as the video with the music.
Well, there's so much with boy bands in general that's the visual, right? You gotta have the synchronize.
So it starts with the New Kids on the Block shuffling in to a classroom.
New Kids on the Block.
Block.
That's the classical version for 5-year-olds.
That's
like
new.
Chicken, like young Einsteins. And
I just got a vision of all the little Muppet chickens.
I was thinking of a Vietnamese dish or something like that. I want some Bach.
See, no, but if it's going to be New Kids on the Block, I want Gonzo to lead it.
There you go.
Oh.
The boys in the band.
That would be funnier if you knew the song, but that is actually.
I'm amused anyway. We're talking Muppets and boy bands. I feel like we've hit my wheelhouse.
But there's so many Easter eggs in there. Like, cool. Lance Bass from NSYNC is actually the teacher.
Oh, cute.
And then who else did we see? There was a lot.
A bunch of people.
I'll have to check it out.
I have to go check it out. Debbie Gibson is in there.
But
she does she almost does a Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea kind of breakdown, which I was like, is that from you or is that a voiceover? But she does a Britney Spears hallway montage.
Fab. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to watch it.
Yeah.
We'll do.
We'll share it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for coming.
we're so used to doing freestyle. I'm not used to guest again. thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you even more for being part of a group that puts together a fantabulous event.
Yay.
And this is its third year.
This is year three for AspieCon. It's been incredible. So I've been part of the planning committee for the last three AspieCons, and it's really wonderful and rewarding for me because it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. You guys can't see me, but I'm in my neurodiversity t-shirt because it not only represents a cause that's important to me, but it also represents people like me. I'm on the spectrum. So AspieCon is our chance to celebrate autism, Asperger's, those on the spectrum, and all of the things that we love and hold dear. And it's really cool for me to get to use some of this public platform to be able to share some of what I've gone through and the people I love go through and how these amazing differently wired brains are so cool. So I'm excited about AspieCon this year.
And it's back at Queens University Sports Complex.
So yeah, we're at Queens Sports Complex. They're off of Tivola. We're on Saturday, April the 6th from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Mm. And we have got so much fun stuff going on this year. We're really excited. And this is our biggest year yet. So we have tons of incredible exhibitors. We have more than doubled the number of characters you can meet at the character meet and greet. Yeah, we've got all kinds of really great stuff going on. So
that's amazing.
We're so pumped.
And what is the admission price again?
It should be $20. Yes, should be $20 for adults.
I tried to pick what question you wouldn't know the answer to.
Oh yeah, no. You should, for sure, sure. Go ahead and ask me pricing questions. That's the thing I remember really well.
Yeah, if the programming director doesn't usually handle that part of it. Just to be clear,
very true. But if you've ever got questions or you want to go ahead and pick up tickets in advance, if you go to www.aspiecon.com, we've got our adult and child tickets available there, and so that makes that really quick and easy. Or you can get them at the door. So we've got you covered.
And AspieCon is A-S-P-I-E.
Uh-huh.
Just in case anybody thought it was with a Y. I don't know why I would think that would possibly have happened.
You're thinking the ESPYs, which are sports totally awards and not the same.
Completely different.
So it's a combination. It's mm-hmm. not just a comic convention because you're actually providing a dual purpose.
Yes, we are sort of the best things about a comic book convention and a pop culture convention and a resource fair. So we have a mix of exhibitors on kind of both sides of this. Everything from exhibitors like school resources that we have available, like the Epiphany School of Charlotte, that is a school specifically for young boys and girls on the spectrum. To things like your local game store running games or D&D tables where we're going to be playing D&D all day. We've got a Twitch streamer, Mickey Marvel, is actually going to be there streaming on Twitch with us and playing a variety of games. So we're excited about that. And we've got things like SensaCalm and Weighted Works, which sell the sort of weighted blankets and other therapy tools like that. So we have a huge range of things being represented. The Charlotte Mecklenburg Library is going to be there with us this year. We have some young artists from UNCC, Teresa Lopez and Carolina Ocampo, who were there with us last year and had such a blast that they wanted to come back. So yeah, we've got a lot going on.
So how did AspieCon get started? Did you just like, I want to run a convention?
actually, no. It's actually the brainchild of one of the clinicians, two of the clinicians actually at Southeast Psych, which is a clinical psychology practice with three offices, one in Ballantyne, one in South Park, and one in Nashville. So Dr. Frank Gaskell and Dr. Kelly Bolton are both passionate about working with young men and women on the spectrum and are huge pop culture nerds. And they were like, how do we take this thing that we love and encourage the kids to share those special interest areas that you'll find so commonly across the spectrum and share it with everybody in a way that feels exciting, inclusive? You know, if you've been to any con and you're familiar with the spectrum, I call it my ADAR. So I'll interact with somebody at a con and my brain pings and I go, oh, wait, this is somebody who's like me and not just into the same thing I'm into. Okay, no, I recognize this. This is like looking in a mirror. Hello, you're probably on the spectrum like I am. I get it. And a con is one of those places that you can be yourself and not worry about what other people are thinking and not worry about what if my social skills aren't quite what I want them to be. Because you go to a con, you see somebody in a t-shirt that's one of your fandoms. You walk up, you say hi, and you go, I love that too. And it's really, really easy to get to interact with each other. So that's where the idea came from. And they had started brainstorming and started working on it when I came onto the team in the fall of 2016, as we were getting ready for year one in spring 2017. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that, besides just the standard gaming and...
Yeah.
Are there panels? Are there other... I'm sure that there's a lot of interactive things for,
yes.
for people
so,
to do.
So we have a mix of entertainment and resource-based panels. Mm-hmm. So our resource-based panels this year include topics like Ask the Experts, where we have several clinicians who specialize in Spectrum that you can have an opportunity to ask your questions of. We've got a panel on relationships and the Spectrum and what it's like to be out there and to be dating and how do you handle some of the social interaction that comes from that. We've also got things like becoming your own advocate. So once you get out of school and you don't have a school system that says, here are the things that we can put in place for you, how do you go off to college and go, here's what I need. How do I communicate that? Who do I ask? How do I help make that happen to get the support I need in my office, in my college classroom, at a workplace, out in the public, out in the community? And then some of the entertainment panels that we've got Behind the Screens, which is a chance to teach you how to develop a campaign as a DM for Dungeons and Dragons, because we've got a lot of interest in gaming. We've got a panel on developing your cosplay and taking it to the next level, because there's a lot of interest in costuming. We've even got one, I'm actually very excited about this, because we've got a panelist here in the room right now, right? Our 30-year challenge, everything old is new again, right? The idea that pop culture is coming back around. He's like, wait, I've forgotten. The idea that things that have been popular in like the 70s, 80s, and 90s are now coming back around. What is it about those aspects of pop culture that people are getting excited about? And so why, right? Why are we having the resurgence of Transformers and the Ninja Turtles and the Ghostbusters? And like, why are these coming back? So, a nice range of panels and a lot of exciting topics. So we're really, really pumped.
Yeah. And it's an amazing event. We were able to go last year. We weren't able to go to the first year, but we were able to go last year.
Yeah.
And, it was on my birthday weekend.
Yes,
and
it
I
was.
And I had a great time. And, one of the things that I thought was so interesting was just talking to the kids and seeing it. And, you know, as somebody who's sitting at a table and usually goes to Charlotte Comic Con or whatever, it's, first of all, they're not that different than anybody else. We're all a little on the spectrum somewhere. So.
There is, we talk about the spectrum all the time and we, it truly is a spectrum. So it's not, we talk about it in the way of like lemons. Right, that lemon flavor is everywhere. And is it just a little bit of lemon in some water? Is it a glass of lemonade? Is it a whole individual lemon? Is it a basket of lemons, a lemon tree, a lemon farm? There's lemon for all of us. It's just, how much lemon do you have?
Sometimes it's Liz Lemon.
Sometimes it's Liz Lemon. So on the spectrum, I'm water with some lemonade, right? I'm water with some lemon or some lemonade, which is always really kind of fun to interact with. And I have several friends who are really good at speaking citrus, which is what I call it when you can help interpret for me with neurotypical people. You ever had that moment where your brain says a thing, but your mouth won't do it?
Yeah.
And you don't know how to get somebody else to understand what your brain means?
Yeah.
Those friends that help you do that. So many of us on the spectrum have a friend that helps us do that and helps in an odd little way, kind of interpret for us. Mm-hmm. Mine's Joran cosplay. That is my con buddy. That is my work buddy. She is amazing. And she absolutely speaks lemon very, very well. I joke that she's the lime and together we are Sprite. But she helps me to understand kind of how to process some of my social interaction when I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, it is a great... Like you said, it is a resource fair.
Oh, for sure.
So definitely sitting there and kind of, you know, obviously we were there just to let people know, hey, the geeks exist and we've got other events that you can come to and it's diversity friendly and, you know, we're open and we try to be as aware mm-hmm. of situations as we need to be. I would say the only thing that was a little bit different about being a part of AspieCon mm-hmm. versus another con was that because you're in an environment where it's more well known that there are people on the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
you yourself react as somebody more aware mm-hmm. of what's on the set, so you don't forget.
Yeah,
which is great because that top of mind awareness mm-hmm. makes it more enjoyable for everybody. But it was a little exhausting at the end.
Because
for the first time,
I think that's an absolutely fair assessment. So one of the things that that is actually that's helpful for us to have our neurotypical friends come to the con and realize just how. It can be exhausting to have the social interactions where you constantly have to be aware. Here's the best part. People like me, that's our day-to-day existence.
Right.
Yeah. So that exhaustion, exactly. Like I come home and I want to curl up in a little blanket and just like my brain is done.
Yeah.
My brain is done. I put on my PJs. I put on my comfort blanket. I watch TV and I completely turn off. So articulating that, that's actually... it's really exciting for me to hear somebody else say that who's not on the spectrum, because it goes, wait, okay, somebody has a better sense of what day-to-day social is like for me.
Right.
And that's an awareness thing that you got at AspieCon that makes me thrilled that yeah. that's something that you understood.
Well, and definitely. And so therefore, once you're back at other cons, you're more aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so therefore...
Yes.
You know, it makes you a better interactor as mm-hmm. a result, because you're like, okay, it's not just that this person's annoying or this person's this or this person's that. It's
sometimes
it's,
we
it's
just
looking
get excited.
On the other side. It's
yeah, sometimes we just get excited.
Now there's still, you know, the occasional mm-hmm. jerk at that has nothing to do with that.
Jerks are regardless of spectrum. Yeah. Jerks yeah. exist in all communities.
Thank you for calling me typical. I think that's a new one for me.
Yeah, neurotypical. We use terms like neurotypical and neurodiverse. What's been really interesting for me is hearing, like, I use neurotypical and neurodiverse because those are terms that get used in the community at large and in the community of adults. I have learned that a lot of the teens on the spectrum have used the term normies or muggles to describe non-spectrum people.
Yes.
Which has been kind of fascinating. And the reason that we use, like, neurotypical or neurodiverse, there's a difference between being typical and it being quote unquote normal.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't mean that I'm abnormal. Mm-hmm. I'm just not typical. Right? And so we try and use terms that are going to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
And so it's been really kind of fascinating to watch that.
Much less judgmental.
And yeah. I think, oh, yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
You think of the transition over the decades of, mm-hmm. of term and just giving, there's so much power in a good word.
Yes, for sure.
So
for sure. And that's, you know, a topic I'm really, passionate about as well. And that's, I had the opportunity to talk about it, at TEDx Charlotte in 2017.
Yes.
About repurposing some of those words we use and reinterpreting them in a way that is encouraging, positive or neutral.
Yeah.
Because honestly, a lot of the things that make us individuals are superpowers. They really are. So if you think of them as superpowers, so I'm really, really good at working with kids. That's a superpower. I have difficulty interacting with people my own age. Okay, but that's not what I focus on. I'm great with kids, right? So I know how to interact with kids. Kids don't have any sort of artifice. There's no mask up. There's no... What you see is what you get. It's really right. easy for somebody like me. I don't have to go, oh, wait, they gave me a look. Are they mad at me? Did I say something? Have I offended them or are they just bored? Like, how does that right. work? So view it as your superpowers and empower that language for sure.
I'm like that with dogs.
Oh, yeah.
at parties, like that was always my thing, because especially as a teenager, mm-hmm. I was really tall and lanky and mm-hmm. really skinny until I was about 26, but I just didn't really fit in with the kids. I didn't really fit in with the adults. So I would just gravitate to whatever pet, but especially yep. dogs. And I, all of a sudden they'd be like, that dog hates people. What do you do? And I was uh-huh. just like, I would just, hey, that's my buddy. But I would always gravitate toward
working with animals is your superpower, yeah. right? Starnes Lord, that's one of your superpowers is connecting with animals.
Yeah.
So see, we can share that as a positive versus this is what I do because I'm not good at the human thing and I close up, right? I'm really good with animals. So that's what I want to excel with. Yeah.
And I think it's really, although this is Aspicon and it is geared toward people on the spectrum, mm-hmm. it's really important for the neurotypicals to actually get into that environment
and
deal, particularly if you are a regular con goer, because you will deal with so many people on the spectrum just in a regular con mm-hmm. environment. So this can just only help you actually get through that interaction and not be so tired at the end of the day.
Yeah. It gives you the tools to be successful for both of you.
Yeah. So. I absolutely love. So I love the idea that these are tools that will help. Right. And so whether it's to benefit you or to benefit people that you're interacting with, those tools are incredibly helpful. And so it's nice to know kind of what those are. And you're right. Carol, when we're talking about like being at cons, that's a place that a lot of us on the spectrum congregate because people understand that this is our area of hyperfocus, our sort of freight train brain. Like one of my areas that is freight trainy is my love of Batman. So if I see a Batman, a villain, a sidekick, I'm going to lose my mind and get excited and talk to you at a con, right? That's a safe place for me to share just how much I love Batman. And that's a lovely thing. So that kind of help, because Aspicon is for everybody. We want everybody to come and we want to welcome you into the world of spectrum and spectrum related interests. And it is helpful. It's absolutely helpful. I'm glad that you feel like that's a helpful thing too. That makes me excited.
Yeah, because I ran a con or helped run a con for like 15 years. It always helps to learn to interact with a variety of different people.
Yeah.
It's never a bad thing to learn new things.
The more you know that you can welcome guests or other attendees and make them feel comfortable, the happier and safer this already tight-knit, awesome con community gets, right? That's why we have groups like the Charlotte Geeks. This is a safe place for all of us to be able to geek out on the things we love. So, yeah.
Yeah, it becomes less combative and more collaborative.
Very, very much so.
So it's, you know, definitely, you know, I grew up outside of the con circuit being the daughter of an encyclopedia salesperson. So we were always at home shows and you're literally dealing with the spectrum of individuals. Because one home show, it's going to be all guns and camo, right? And then another home show, it's, you know, Southern living. And, and you know, being able to interact with multiple people on different levels is, but it's just not the same. You know? And so I think, you know, sometimes as cons, I think that's why people gravitated to it because it's the first time you get to relax.
Yes.
Yeah. But understanding it all and kind of seeing it from that perspective of why is that person possibly acting that way?
Yeah, and I think as a community, because you know we do have our very vocal minority, and they are a very small minority of jerks in the geek community. But as a community, we tend to come together, and you recognize that child over there that's making noises isn't making noises just because they're a brat.
That child is making noises because they're maybe overstimulated and they need to get out some of that excess energy.
Right.
Or they're like, I tend to be somebody who, when I start getting out that extra stimulation, so we call that stimming, I have a fidget, or you'll see me kind of like wave my hands back and forth like I'm fanning myself. So you'll see me kind of doing that. You'll see me looking away. I do a lot of compensating for nerves about eye contact by looking up and looking away. It's typically up and to the right for me. So all of those kinds of things are things that individuals on the spectrum might do to help them process their environment. At Aspicon, for our individuals, adults and children, who need a little bit of extra space or quiet, we actually have a cool-down tent out front of the con that's got some therapy tools in it. And just a nice quiet place to be able to sort of reset if you've gotten too much sound or too much visual stimulation. So we're big believers in that and giving that opportunity for everybody. Because sometimes we kind of all could use that.
Yeah, and I think it's important for other people who are running conventions or going to conventions mm-hmm. to look and go, okay, maybe we can incorporate some of this stuff into our con.
Yeah.
And actually help our community.
Yeah. Quiet spaces are wonderful if they're available, or spaces with like a smaller room that's got dimmer light. Because boy, oh boy, are those lights bright in a convention center.
Yeah.
Or a place that's got like rugs or carpet or blankets or something, because you're on that concrete all day. And that's just, that can be real hard on your body.
But it's actually awesome to have a convention where that is the complete focus.
That is the norm. That is the norm for us to make that as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, it's been interesting this year as we've been going to different cons to see people incorporating more inclusivity.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be leaving a space on a badge for gender identity or, you know, making places such as Cool Down or your quiet centers where people can go to and making sure, you know, in the con suite that there's a variety of food options for people with differing.
So we can make sure that dietary concerns are being met.
Yeah. And I think it's nice to see when that's embraced within a community like ours. Mm-hmm. So it's very helpful. So April the 6th. Yeah, not too far away.
No.
Only $20 to get
in. It's not bad. And we've got a really amazing philanthropy that we're working with, which is Psychology for All. And they believe in destigmatizing mental health and being able to provide access to as many people as possible, to therapists and clinicians and licensed clinical social workers, so that you can get any help or support you might need. So Psychology for All is going to help benefit from some of the proceeds from AspieCon, and that just thrills me to no end.
And again, AspieCon is put together by some individuals from Southeast Psych.
Yes.
So if you can't make it to AspieCon, but you're looking for tools and resources, definitely check them out. So why don't you give us the AspieCon website as well as Southeast Psych's website?
Absolutely. So the AspieCon website is AspieCon, AspieCon.com. If you want to check out Southeast Psych, which is the psychology practice that has several clinicians helping organize this, it's southeastpsych.com, southeastpsych.com. Or if you're looking at the specific group of clinicians there at Southeast Psych that's helping to put this con on, it's our Aspire team. And if you go to allaspiringminds.com, you'll find out more information and more resources specifically about spectrum-related things.
Yes. And if you haven't been to Southeast Psych, I mean, it's an amazing center.
I mean, it's kind of nirvana. It really is.
Just a little bit.
Anytime you've got a psychology practice that when you walk in, you're greeted by a mannequin of Darth Vader, like a life-size Darth Vader, and you go around the corner and there's a Batman and a Stormtrooper and the Lego Hogwarts castle set is on display. And we all, everybody at Southeast Psych has got a caricature of a character that they connect with, so that when you walk into somebody's office, you get a sense of who they are. So big surprise. Anybody in the Charlotte community who's met me knows that my obsession with Jean Grey is probably unhealthy. So there at Southeast, I'm Phoenix. And so you walk up and you learn a lot about me by knowing that I identify with Phoenix and the X-Men and being a super awesome mutant. So yeah, please check us out at Southeast Psych. Check us out at AspieCon, and we would be glad to help answer any questions that you may have and to get to see you at our event.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Certainly.
We look forward to seeing your cousin in the fall.
What? Renaissance Festival? What?
Queen of the Gypsies, I do believe. What? So
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Good Callist cosplay. You can see her at AspieCon on April 6th. AspieCon is aspiecon.com. Check it out. We will be there, so stop by and see the Charlotte Geeks Geek Gala Guardians of the Geekery booth. All the things with G, just come by our...
If you see any spare G's lying on the floor, just bring them on.
It's like an episode of Sesame Street. This episode brought to you by the letter G.
And G, we hope we see you there. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.